نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مد دعا اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. If you look at this dua, we are seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that whatever is haqq, I'm just giving you the meaning now in explanation, that whatever is haqq, Allahumma arina al-haqqan haqqa haqqan, whatever is haqq, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must make us see it as haqq. First of all, the important thing is that haqq must be seen as haqq. Now there are many who do not see haqq as haqq. They see haqq as batil and batil as haqq. So it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when He gives the knowledge of deen. He gives tafaqquh fi deen. He gives an understanding of the Qur'an, the tafsir of the Qur'an Sharif, tashri' of the ahadith. And again, by whom? By asatiza who are on haqq. Because you can get the tafsir of the Quran Sharif, you can get tashri' of the ahadith by asatiza who are not asatiza of haqq. There are so many who are Qadianis and they have made tafsirs of the Quran Sharif. Ahmad Ali Qadiani's tafsir of the Quran Sharif was at one time accepted by the majority of the people who could not read Urdu as an authentic tafsir. Those who could only read English, so they thought that that was an authentic tafsir. And his language there is flowery too. So they accepted that as an authentic tafsir. And yet there are so many batil things in there. In the same way the Shias have written tafsirs. Other batil firqas have written tafsirs of the Quran Sharif. So it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if the person first of all gets the tafsir of the Quran Sharif and the ilm of nubuwat from those who are hamil of that ilm, and they are from the firqi haqqa. They are not from the firqi batila. So Allah Ta'ala's great ihsan is that the person is getting his deen from the right source. So then the person will be able to see haqq as haqq. Now again, as students of Darul Ulooms, many a times it happens that a person has made some research and has come to some conclusion and that he believes is haqq. Another mufti makes a research, again based on the Quran and Sunnah, he makes his istimbat of the masail, and then he comes to a certain conclusion and he believes that that is haqq. So now he must not consider the other as batil. If both are from the ulama-i haqq, then we do not say that the other one is batil. We can say that he made khata sometimes, or the person did not come to the right conclusion because his istimbat was not right. But we won't straight away declare that as batil. The moment we say it is batil, there will be clash. So we are not talking about that as batil, that if somebody has given a fatwa against our fatwa, then straight away we say that that fatwa is batil. And the person has committed kufr, and we don't stop short of kufr then. The shotgun of kufr we just use. We fire away the bullets of kufr without ihtiyat. So it is a blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if the person is getting his ilm through the asatiza who are on haqq. So then he will see haqq as haqq. Even if it is going against his nafs, but he will say that no, that what the person is saying is haqq. He will not justify it. He will not justify his weakness, the shortcoming of his nafs. He will admit, he will acknowledge. And he will ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and ask Allah for himmat to make amal on that which is haq. But at least the person will see haq, truth as truth. He will differentiate it from batil. So Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna attiba'a. And O Allah, give us not tawfiq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say, O Allah, I'm seeking the tawfiq of making ittiba. He could have used the word tawfiq. But Hazrat Mawlana Qiyumud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says, yeah, Allah Ta'ala used the word rizq. Or iske andar ek ajeeb nukta hai. Allah Ta'ala uses the word rizq. And rizq, we all understand, is sustenance. Now in the khutbahs of Jummah, many a times you hear ala wa inna an-nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha. Until the person is not going to complete his rizq, he's not going to even die. His rizq chases after him. Every grain that is written in his taqdeer, until he hasn't eaten the last grain, he's not going to leave this world. One buzruk was making bayan of that, and he was on the dastarkhan, that every person's risk is muqaddar, and until he hasn't eaten the last grain, he's not going to die. So one jahil, one dahri was sitting there, so he said, I don't believe in that. He said, there's a grain here, and I will show you that I will eat this grain. And so the buzruk saw that grain, and he had a kashf. He said that this grain of rice, it is in the taqdeer or muqaddar of some hen or rooster or some chicken. So he said, I don't believe that, and I will show you. I will eat this to show you and prove to you that it is not in the muqaddar of any hen or chicken. So he put it into his mouth. He put it into his mouth and he got choked. Now he's trying to take it out, coughing. He went outside by the window and coughed it out. He coughed it out, there was one chicken that was running around there and picked it up and ate it. So muqaddar, whatever is the person's muqaddar, he will eat it. And if it's not in his muqaddar, he will never eat it. In Deoband they have those massive size watermelon. Those who have been to India, they know the size of the watermelons there. Some watermelon you require 3 people to lift it up. So big watermelon. And there's a truth what I'm telling you. Big ones. So there they have, when the watermelon season, then they call the friends, one watermelon 50 people sometime can eat. So this person invited all his friends and they were going to eat. So it was all sliced. Everybody was ready to eat. So the person who extended the invitation, then he picked up that one watermelon piece. He just came up till here and he made ah, and he collapsed and passed away. It was not in his taqdeer, then he didn't eat that. Came right up to the mouth and he died before that he could have eaten it. There are so many instances of this nature, where the person has said that I will return home this evening, must make sure that you've got roast chicken, or must have biryani for lunch, I'm bringing some visitors, or we will be going out for picnic, so make sure that your sandwiches are all packed and tied by the time I arrive from work. I'll come back just now. And sometimes the person buys the stuff and he leaves it for preparation and he goes. But before he can come back, or before he can eat that which was prepared, he's gone. It was not in his muqaddar. Rizq is something that is muqaddar. If it's not in the muqaddar, the person will never eat it. I mentioned in one of the majlis here that I had a friend with me. We went to Karachi and we were sleeping in one room. He had some chocolates which he has taken from here. So the next day, or third day, or a few days after we stayed there, he opened the box, some Tex chocolates. So half of them the rats had nibbled. Half of the chocolates had been nibbled by rats. How they got in there and how they made their way and began to nibble and eat. Allah Ta'ala knows, but somehow half of them were eaten by rats. From the front all you could see, all red, rats had eaten. And we saw also one big rat run out of the room. So that confirmed that it was not a jinnat, it was genuine rats. Otherwise we thought they are jinns here, and from the quiet they come and eat. So it was a genuine rat. And also it confirmed it's not a human rat, because sometimes human rats do they eat it up. So now to us that is just something that happens. We go somewhere and the rats there, they'll nibble and bite at anything. So I said, look at this rat now. This chocolate was manufactured in South Africa. The milk, we do not know from which farm it came. The sugar, from which mill it came. All the things that went into the manufacture of the chocolate. Then the chocolate went to some wholesaler. From the wholesaler it went to some retailer. And from that retailer we bought the chocolate. And then put it in the bag. And transported it 8,000 miles or 7,000 miles to Karachi. Transported it there. And there one rat comes and enjoys the chocolate. Now look at the taqdeer of that rat. The risk of that rat was the chocolate from South Africa. So Allah Ta'ala sent it for it there. Now who would have ever dreamt that one day that person will... Did he know that one day I will be the means of conveying this as a risk for that rat in Karachi? He's carrying the risk of a rat in Karachi. Allah using a banda of his to carry the risk of a rat in Karachi. Now look at Allah Ta'ala's shan, Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, and how he provides for his creation. Ajib, honestly I'm telling you, if you only ponder over this, it's an incident to strengthen our iman, that those who chase after haram, there is no need to chase after haram. If Allah Ta'ala can make a person carry that food for the rat and give it to him there in Karachi, how many other rats must be fed on international food? Those rats there, some of them must have been enjoying international food, because people are coming there from America, from England, from Bangladesh, Hazrat's place, people come from all over. So look at those rats. International, they're getting food. And no payment also, no fees too. They didn't even share in the ticket expenditure. So risk is muqaddar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not take that person's life until he has eaten his risk muqaddar. So warzuqna, O Allah, make it our risk. What you must make our risk? Ittiba. Ittiba of the haq must become our risk. Kuch samjhe ulama ikram. Ittiba of haq must become our risk. That means just as the person will not die until he has eaten his risk, we must not leave this world until we have made ittiba a kamil. Qari sahab, samjhe? Kuch lutf aaya? MashaAllah. Until we have not made ittiba a kamil, our maut must not come. Because the person does not die until he has eaten his risk, until the last grain. So here we are asking Allah Ta'ala that this risk of ours must be ittiba'i haq. That we must, just like how the person does not leave until he has completed his risk, so until we have not made ittiba' of haq kamil, we must not depart from this world. That is one. Then again, that sometimes it is haq. It is haq. But the person, he does not have the himmat to make amal on that haq. So if it becomes risk, if he treats it as risk, then he will get the himmat also of making amal on haq and making ittiba of haq. A person, although Allah Ta'ala has made it muqaddar, Allah Ta'ala has made muqaddar the rizq of a person. Now everyone who is getting his rizq from whichever source he is getting it through a business, or is getting it through his profession, or is getting it through farming, or is getting it through any other source. So that rizq of his is muqaddar. But we don't find people relaxing and staying at home and say, well, rizq is muqaddar, so it will come over here. Rizq is muqaddar, but you still don't get people after that relaxing at home and say, why must I go and open my factory, because rizq is muqaddar, it will come over here. Why must I go to the shop? Why must I go to the farm? Why must I go to the profession? Although it is muqaddar, but the person chases after it. Why? Because he regards it as his livelihood. He believes that that is my livelihood. If I'm not going to go for it, then it will bring problems. It will bring starvation. Or I will not get sufficient to provide for the wife, children. Whatever is his risk, his earnings, the person goes for it. And he makes an effort. So if this person is going to consider the ittiba of haq as his risk, then he will chase after it. He will make an effort to get it. Allah has made it muqaddar that this person, what is his risk, but he still makes the effort. He doesn't say, because Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq, so now I don't have to do anything. In the same way here, for the risk, spiritual risk, this person will make some effort. But there is a world of difference in our effort for risk which is for our physical body, and the risk which is for our spiritual body. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us the hidayat and the understanding, and we consider ittiba of haq as rizq, which we are asking Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a warzuqna ittiba'a. Oh Allah, give us the ittiba of that haq. So now he's saying, oh Allah, make that ittiba of that haq my rizq. So he will chase after it. Wherever he will find some majlis where he can get his rizq, then he will be greedy for that. Just as the person is greedy for material wealth, which he considers as his rizq. In the same way here also, this person will now have that desire in his heart that I must go for this rizq. If he finds it in a majlis, if he finds it in talim, if he finds it in the madaris, if he finds it in Darul Uloom, if he finds it in distant places, or he finds it near, wherever he gets some opportunity of getting this rizq, then he will go for it. He will make the effort for it. This ittiba of haq, now he wants to know what is haq, and he wants to make amal on that. So he will make the effort also to go for that rizq. وَرْزُقْنَا اِتْتِبَا. Oh Allah, make it our rizq. Then again, in the rizq, there is enjoyment. The different types of rizq that we have, there's enjoyment. A person looks forward to it. Somebody says that I like biryani, somebody likes chicken, somebody likes fish, whatever he likes, and money everybody likes. So there is enjoyment in it. So in the ittiba of haq also, the person will then get enjoyment. Subhanallah. Now the person will get enjoyment in that ittiba of haq. He will not consider it as a burden. He will not think that what a musibat this is, that I have to make namaz subah, get up in the winter cold of Gauteng or Gauteng, I don't know if they say, must pronounce that G as a ha. In Tajweed rules, they say that Gauteng must be pronounced Gauteng. So in that winter cold, because we know it as Transvaal, we are from the old school of thought. So in the cold winter weather, now the person must get up. So he won't consider it as a burden, because he's considering it as his risk. Now that person who is taking that milk delivery early in the morning, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, bread delivery, 4 o'clock, winter mornings, extremely cold, but he's going delivery. Why? Because it is his risk. with some jeh, because it is his risk. So he's not complaining of the cold. Even if it is cold, but he's getting up, he'll put double jersey, he'll wear double socks, and if there are portable heaters, he'll carry one with him. But the thing is that he will go because it is his risk. So this person now, he's looking forward to his risk. His salat early in the morning with jamaat is his risk. And for those who go a little further, tahajjud is their risk. They are looking forward to it. There's an enjoyment in it. The person is looking forward to tilawat of the Quran Sharif because now it is his risk. He's not treating it as a burden anymore. If the person is Makkah, Madina, Makkah Sharif, is making tawaf upon tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. The person has got pain in his leg and he's got high temperature also, but he's making tawaf, he's making Safa Marwa. Old people, weak people are making Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. They half bent, some are in ruku, some of them are already in ruku, but they're making Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and some of them have come walking from distances. Why? Because they're treating it as their risk. If the person treats it as his risk, he'll get enjoyment. But if he treats it as some burden upon him, then he will do it, but there won't be that enjoyment. Istilzazu ta'at, the person won't get that. The lazzat in his ta'at he will not get. So Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah. Oh Allah, make us see haqq as haqq. Whatever is haqq, we must see it as haqq. We must not have a jaundiced eye. The person who is jaundiced, then everything seems yellow to him. White color, you ask him, what's the color? He'll say yellow. Green, you ask him, what's the color? He'll say yellow. Everything is yellow in the eye of the person who's got jaundice. So the person who has got the jaundice of communism, the jaundice of atheism, the jaundice of kufr and shirk, the jaundice of qadianiyat, the jaundice of shiyat, now to him the haqq will seem batil. When you tell him, for example, if you have to tell a Shia that look at the love Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, Shaykhin, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an, look at the love that Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for his wife Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and yet you say that, as one of them has written, that if a person has to look into the eye of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, then na'uzu billah, you can see from her eye that she's a woman of Jahannam. And then they attribute so many other lies to her and derogatory statements regarding Hazrat Umar radiallahu anha, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anha, especially Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and the things that they write. Now if you have to tell them, if that was the case, besides all the other dalils, then why should Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam give him his second daughter also? After Hazrat Ruqayya passed away, then why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam give him the second daughter also? To Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. We know that he was Zin Nurain. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not have love for him, but they will say no, and they will make derogatory statements about him. Why? Because they've got the jaundice of Shiism. So that's why all the haqq also seems batil to them. They won't accept it. This is why we are saying that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us the sight with which we see haqq as haqq. And that cannot be seen with the eyes. The heart sees that. So Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah. So let it be like rizq. We must not feel bored, we must not feel burdened, we must not feel pressurized into making our namaz, our zikr, our tilawat. There must be no outside force that must push us along. For a little while, the company of the salihin, the company of the righteous, the person requires to get that spiritual fuel. But after that, the person must take off and carry on. He doesn't need a person knocking at his door every morning, time up for Fajr, giving him bell rings every day, time up for Fajr, telephoning him, time up for Fajr, keep reminding him, time up for Fajr. For a few days, you need that just to get into the habit. But after that, the person must have that fikr, just like for his rizq. All these people who are going early morning for deliveries, they make sure that they put their own alarm clock and they get up. Or the clock within them becomes regulated, that they get up in the right time. But because of that fikr, that they are going for their rizq, they get up and they go. So like that, we too must become people who are in search of haq, and then make ittiba of that haq. It must become our rizq, our sustenance. There must be an enjoyment in it. It must bring us happiness. It must bring us satisfaction. Now some people say, but if we don't enjoy our zikr, we don't enjoy our namaz, then what must we do? The person says that I don't enjoy my namaz. From a long time I'm trying, but I don't seem to enjoy. The zikr I'm making, but I don't seem to enjoy. So then must he give it up? So there again, if you look at that same example, that the person who is considering that going out in the morning for his rizq as burdensome, if that person is considering it as a difficult thing to get up in the early part of the morning, in the winter morning, and go for that rizq of his, so does he give it up? He doesn't give it up. He has to do the delivery of that milk, he has to do the delivery of the bread, he has to do the delivery of newspapers or whatever it may be. Now, extremely cold weather, but this person is getting up in the morning and he's going for the delivery. Whether he is getting enjoyment in it or is not getting enjoyment is immaterial to him. It's not that only if he gets an enjoyment that one morning, because it's a beautiful morning and it's early part and there's lovely weather and beautiful scenery, the road that he has to take that delivery on that day, so then he will get up on that morning and take the delivery. But the other days, when it is extremely cold weather and there's no enjoyment in that delivery of that food, of that bread, of that milk, at 4 o'clock in the morning, so then he's not going to do it. He doesn't do that. Whether he enjoys it or he doesn't enjoy it, he gets up 3 o'clock in the morning and he goes and does the delivery, because he considers it as his rizq. So in the same way, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah, because this person is considering the ittiba of haq as his rizq, so whether he enjoys it or he doesn't enjoy it, he still goes ahead with the ittiba of haq. Samjhe ulama-e-kiram, that even though he is not enjoying, he doesn't give it up, because he is considering the ittiba of haq as haq, and it is his rizq. Now rizq, as I said, the person enjoys going for the rizq normally, because he knows he's going to get a pay packet after he's finished his work. But even if he doesn't enjoy it, he still goes. So in the same way, the ittiba of haq, that whether the person enjoys it or does not enjoy it, he still makes ittiba of haq. So now we've got three things. First thing I said is that the person does not die until he has eaten his rizq. So we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make this ittiba of haq as our rizq. Otherwise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have used the word of tawfiq, give me the tawfiq of ittiba of haq. But he says, no, make it our rizq, our sustenance. So the person, inna nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha, person does not die until he has completed his rizq. So, O Allah, don't let my mouth and my death come upon me until I have made ittiba of haq, kamil. That is what he is asking. Secondly, I said for rizq purposes, the person, because it is his rizq, so for the rizq, the person makes an effort. Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq, but still the person makes an effort. Rizq is muqaddar, the person knows also that he won't die until he has completed his rizq. But all the people who have got factories and businesses and professions, they still go. They make that effort. So when we are asking Allah Ta'ala that he must show us, he must make this ittiba of haq our rizq, then we must also make an effort for that. In the majlises of haq, whatever it is, or the jamaats of haq, then the person must participate because it is his rizq. So wherever he sees that it is his rizq, he will go for it. And the third thing is that whether it is enjoyable or not, the ittiba of haq, whether it is enjoyable or not, but the person, just as for his rizq, when he is going out, he doesn't look at enjoyment. Whether it is 3 o'clock in the morning, if he has to go every day, then he goes. And he does not say that if I am going to enjoy this trip, then I will deliver the milk and bread, otherwise I won't deliver. So in the same way, the person who is making ittiba of haq, whether he is getting enjoyment or is not getting enjoyment, he must still go ahead and he must fulfill the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then give him, when he is going to get ikhlas in that amal, then Allah will give him istilzazu ta'at. Because if he's not going to have that vessel or that vehicle or that container, then in what is he going to bring that ikhlas? There must be some container to bring it inside. So that outward form has to be there so that that ikhlas will then come. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayh, a person told him, he said, Hazrat, I'm making thousands of times zikr of Allah, Allah, lekin koi maza nahi aata. Kuch hasil nahi hota. He said, ye kya kuch kam hai ke tumhe taufeeq hui itni dafa zikr karne ki? Is this not a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that he gave you the taufeeq of me taking his name? If he did not love you, he didn't like you, he didn't want you, then he would have distanced you, he wouldn't have allowed you to take his name. As that person went into the masjid, his boss was not a namazi, and they were going past a masjid at the namaz time, so he said, it's namaz time, I'll just make my namaz and come. So the said sahab stayed outside, he went inside to make namaz. And he's just not coming out from the masjid. So he looked inside and he says, what's wrong? Why don't you come out? He said, nikalne nahi deta. He said, kon nikalne nahi deta? He just said, jo tumhe andar aane nahi deta, wo mujhe bahar nikalne nahi deta. He said, jo tumhe andar aane nahi deta, wohi mujhe bahar nikalne nahi deta. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq of taking his name. So whether the person enjoys it or not, that is a great ni'mat. So Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a. So the eye must not be jaundiced. Just like the jaundiced eye sees everything yellow, so in the same way the person who has got the jaundice of shi'iyat, qadiyaniyat, kufar, shirk and bid'at, then the person will not see haq as haq. There are so many other things that are flooding my mind now, but let's go on to the second part. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطُلَ بَاطُلًا وَرْزُقْنَا اِجْتِنَابًا وَرْزُقْنَا اِجْتِنَابًا. And let me, and it make it my rizq. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطُلَ بَاطُلًا, let me see batil as batil. I must not see batil as haq, because the time will come when the people will consider the batil as haq and the haq as batil. So he is saying, oh Allah, let me see batil as batil, and then make it my rizq. Let it become again our rizq. Not give me the tawfiq of staying away from it, making ijtinab from it. It must become like the rizq to stay away from it. So all those same things again you apply here. That the person, if he is informed that this food is poisoned, It is food, it is rizq, but it is poisoned. So will he eat it? He won't eat it. Why? Because he knows it's going to cause his death. So in the same way, when this person knows this is batil, so then he will make ijtinab from it, he will stay away from it, asking Allah Ta'ala that must make it like my rizq, that I enjoy staying away from it. Just as that person, it will give him happiness that he was informed that this food is poison, and as a result of which he stayed away from it. In the same way, this person, when he is informed that this is batil, his eye has seen it as batil, his heart has recognized it as batil, Quran and Hadith have declared it as batil, or sin, or haram, or forbidden. So then, he enjoys staying away from it. It gives him happiness to stay away from it. That high, high, and hasrat must not come. That high, people are there, they are in watching the Gunston, and people are there, they are watching the cinemas and theatres, and they are engaging in so much of haram activities. High, I'm missing out, high, I'm missing out. If I had not worn this kurta, and if I had not had this beard, and if I had no association with the Darul Uloom, or with the madrasa, or with the maktab, or if I was not an ustad, or if I was not a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, or if I was not connected with the khanqa, if I was not connected with some zikrullah majlis, where people know me now that I participate, then I too would have been free to go wherever I wish to. Nobody would have said anything. Look at my friends, nobody points fingers at them. Look at my cousins, look at my parents sometimes, where they are, and nobody tells them anything. And if I have to just go there, then straight away everybody will point fingers. So that must not come in the heart. The hasrat mustn't come. Daaghe hasrat hazaar khaye hain, tab kahi jaake unko paaye hain. Daaghe hasrat hazaar khaye hain, tab kahi jaake unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. We will have to take the daagh of hasrat on us, but we must be happy that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saved us from those sins. Like that person is happy that he didn't eat that food in which there was poison. So that is وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ. And the second thing is the same, the لَن تَمُوت حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَن تَمُوت حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا. So this also, this ijtinab from the masiyat, this ijtinab from the haram, this ijtinab from kufr, from shirk, and from everything that is batil, ijtinab from fisq and fujur, it must become like my rizq, that I must not die. Oh Allah, I must not leave this world until I have made ijtinab from all kinds of batil. So Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'a. So as students of Darul Uloom, as students of Madaris, then there must be no hasrat in our hearts. We must consider it a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that from the millions He gave us that tawfiq. He chose us to go into such institutions where we can learn what is haqq and what is batil, and so that we may know how to please our Allah Ta'ala, and we may get to know what are the things that displease our Allah. Daaghe hasrat hazaar khaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye. Those thoughts will come, those ideas will come in the heart. The whisperings of shaitan will be there, but just ignore that. Don't entertain those thoughts. And keep on making this dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a. Because once it will become our rizq, once we will consider it as rizq, then it will give us great pleasure to make ittiba of haqq. And it will give us great pleasure to make ijtinab from that which is masiyat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Because rizq is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will provide. as I gave you that example, the chocolate the person takes from here and the rat eats it in Karachi. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes him carry the risk of the rat for Karachi. So like that, how many things Allah Ta'ala is providing with this Qudrat? Everything is with this Qudrat. May Allah Ta'ala give us that kind of yaqeen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'azaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi wa nuri arshihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.